朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Somebody has asked me one time, if God is so great and awesome, why does he need the thanksgiving of these people? Just like me helping June here, and you know, he's been impoverished these days, he has no food, and I gave him some money. If I really didn't love, why do I need him to thank me?
所以跟我讲话的这个弟兄就觉得，连我们人都不会这样期望一下感恩神，为什么要这样子呢？我跟你讲，神不欠我们的感恩跟赞美。他讲的很对，神根本不欠。但是他却命令我们要感恩要赞美。
这
不是为了他的面子。
It is not for him to look good.
那是为了我们的好处。
It is for our good.
因为一个不懂得感恩、不懂得赞美的人，
because the person who does not know how to give thanks and praise,
他就不可能在神的恩典中，在神的生命祝福里面继续晋升的。
He cannot go deeper in the grace and the blessings of God.
因为他是一个非常 self-centered 的人。
Because he realizes that he's a very self-centered person.
你撇去跟神之间的关系的。不是你撇去我们跟神之间的这段关系来说
，If you separate our relationship with God and you look at it from a different perspective，
你光从人来看
，Just look at it from a human perspective，
你就晓得当你爱一个孩子或者你爱一个人，他只知道拿，他从来不知道给。
And when you love a particular child, if you love a particular person, all that person knows is to take and take。
他从来不懂得感恩，那你就会为他担心的。
If that person never really says thank you, you actually worry for them。
你肯定不希望你的孩子是这样子自私的一个人。
There are two parakeets, one name is Zizi, the other one is Wu-Wu. And one of them really knows how to say thank you. And so they would feed the one particular bird that would say thank you. And the other parakeet not only did not thank you, they said, you're ugly. They say, you're so stinky. You may be out of curiosity, you feed him a little bit, and you won't feed him too much. Every time you feed him something, he says, stingy. So you don't want to feed him anything. You don't want to be nice to that bird in front of everybody, and that bird actually scolds you.
很多的时候，为什么很多人会受伤，再也不肯对别人好呢？
And a lot of times when people are hurt, they're not willing to be nice to other people.
因为他是一副真心、爱心、真诚对你好，就不会受到你这样子的误会，甚至反过来伤害他。
Because they come with the sincerity of heart to really take care of you, but you come with misunderstanding and hurt them.
他就会觉得我再也不想帮助你。
And then the person who is lending the helping hand will say, I don't want to help you anymore.
都要与众不同，对不对？对不起啊，这个。
This is very natural.
We need to
thank God for such a wonderful speaker. To give thanks allows us to receive more grace.
所以我刚刚说神不欠我 我们的感恩。
So God doesn't need our thanksgiving.
当我们会感恩的时候
，when we know how to give thanks，
你知道你跟神之间的关系会更近
，and your relationship with God gets closer and closer。
你会在神面前更蒙爱
，and you are loved more and more。
啊，就是因为神喜欢看见人懂得感恩。
And God delights to see the man with no
hate。有人说 Thanksgiving 是等于 thanks 加 giving。
And a lot of people said the word thanksgiving equals thanks。
一方面我们会谢谢会感谢
on the one hand, we don't have a thing.
一方面我们就不扣留这个恩典我们向神献感恩我们也把恩典跟别人分享
At the same time, we do not keep God's blessings we also give it to others
这叫做 thanksgiving
This is called thanks and giving
我们充满了感谢但是我们又在这里流露出我们的感恩
For thanks, but at the same time we're giving the blessings that God's given us
大比弟兄讲他说一个不懂得感恩的人是不可能有真正的喜乐
So Brother Darby says that a person who does not know how to give thanks can't be really, can't have true joy
而他说喜乐的大小绝对跟感恩的大小成正比
It says the measure of joy is directly proportional to the measure of thanksgiving
对不起我们用大比弟兄的这个属灵公式来衡量一下自己
Is Brother Darby's spiritual equation and we measure ourselves.
你最近喜乐吗
Are you happy recently? Are you joyful?
喜乐
Yes.
你的大吗
Is it big?
那你人生这段是大的吗
And the stage you're on.
喜乐深吗
Is your joy deep?
我就是无声的衡量一下吧如果你最近不喜乐
If you find that recently you're lacking joy.
常常有个原因，我常常讲，一个是我们用别的东西替代了，是不
是 ？I often say that a lot of times is because we substitute something else for God.
我们的痛苦一定加增嘛。
Our sorrow will definitely increase.
但是当比基督在这里说，当你不会感恩的时候
，But our brother Darby says that if you do not know how to give thanks,
你就不可能有喜乐。
There's no way for you to have joy.
你喜乐的大小一定是跟你感恩的大小成正比。
And the measure of your joy is directly proportional to the measure of your thanksgiving.
你当我们会感恩，你就发现你里面真的是喜乐泉在涌流。
And so if you know how to give thanks, you begin to realize this fountain of joy is beginning to flow.
啊，所以他接着说，他说如果喜乐泉，喜乐是一个 fountain， 是一个。A spring 在我们里面啊。
He says that this joy, this fountain of joy.
他说如果喜乐泉已经在我们里面的话。
It's already in us.
他说那么感恩就是把这个泉的盖子打开来的一个行动一个 action.
And he says thanksgiving is simply the opening of the lid to this, or the covering to this fountain.
就是让喜乐可以满溢可以涌流的秘诀。
And that joy can actually begin to bubble up and flow over.This is the secret.
所以神的祝福，神的喜乐，其实都在我们里面了。
God's blessings and God's joy in our life, they're in us.
但常常被封住了。
A lot of time it's sealed.
有个盖子盖住了。
There's a lid. There's something covering.
那你要怎么样让这个喜乐泉真的是真涌流到永生呢
？How do you allow this joy to overflow into eternity?
那个 overflow 满溢出来了。
Overflows.
他说感恩就是打开这个盖子的一个 action， 一个行动。
When you start to give thanks, it's literally the action of opening the covering.
就是因为我们开始操练赞美、操练感恩，你就发现，喜乐真的是从里面出来，不是从外面来的。
So we really begin to understand when we practice to give thanks, we realize joy doesn't come from the outside. It's actually coming from the inside.
我们原来以为爸爸妈妈教给我买 iPad， 教给我买什么什么。买什么的，我就会快乐。
And we think that if mom and dad buys us iPods or whatever that we desire, then I'll be happy. I'll have joy.
或者我们认为我们孩子拿了 straight A， 我就可以很快乐。
Maybe we think that if our kids do really well in school, they get straight A's, I'll be very happy.
或者你会发现，原来有一些事情根本跟这些没有关的。
You begin to discover there are many things that causes you joy has nothing to do with anything.
真实的，而且是这么深，这么。这么 overflowing 的一个喜乐从我们里面出来了。
It is something that is so real, so solid that overflows within us.
这是我们学会感恩。
It's when we begin to learn to give thanks.
所以我记得我去年讲到的时候，曾经引用一个数字。
Now, last year I remember when I was speaking, I used a particular number.
在1993年，因为 USA Today 他们做了一个统计，然后报纸上登出来。
In 1993, USA Today has done a survey and presented on the news.
他们去访问美国。一些非常有成就的人
And they went and interview all those people who are very successful in America.
特别在企业界很有成就的人
particularly those who are successful in the business realm.
问他们说，你们个人觉得你成功的原因，哪些
？And they asked them, can you identify some of the reasons to your success?
他们 99% 的人说是因为他工作很殷勤，不
好。
然后有97% 的人认为说他自己有很好的判断力。
97% says that they have a very good decision-making process, a very good judgment.
然后83% 的人认为自己的 IQ 不错。
And 83% of them think that they have very high IQ.
然后大概有32% 的人认为是运气。
And 32% think it's just luck.
那就是你就发现，当人成功的时候，他会把绝大部分的因素归诸于自己的努力、聪明、才干等等。
You begin to discover that when people are doing well and successful, they attribute all those things to themselves, their qualities.
那很有兴趣，很有意思的是，我另外一次看到一个统计，是在某些网站找不到。那 NBA 这种明星球员，他们也访问过他们。
And I saw another survey that they actually interviewed these all-star or superstars in the NBA.
表现很好的时候，他们就认为绝大部分的钱就是因为自己辛苦啊，训练啊，自己的技巧。
And when they are doing well, when they are winning, they feel that it is attributed to their skill sets, their ability to do well.
当问到说别人那个很有成就的人，你觉得他成功的因素是什么
？And when they ask the same players, what do you think are the reasons of other good players' success?
那居然这个所谓的运气变成很主要的原因了。
And then all of a sudden, they would say, "Oh, they're just lucky."
那就是你会发现，人看自己跟看别人有很不同的标准。
And you begin to realize when we look at ourselves, when we look at others, we're looking at each other with different standards.
我们把我们目前所拥有的一切，我们大部分都归咎于自己。
And everything that we possess, we attribute the all these things to ourselves.
就不容易感恩。
So we are not. It's not easy that we give thanks.
那当我们看见别人成功的时候，我们就把它归咎于他的运气，然后我们就不容易。
And when we see other people doing well or successful, we think that they're just lucky, and we don't feel particularly good about that.
弟兄提醒我们要学会感恩。
So our brother reminds us that we need to learn how to give thanks.
你真会感恩，你就知道怎么样子在主的面前不吝啬的事。
The more you know how to give thanks, the more you know how to live a life of
joy. 我在这里找到蒙福之路，我画了一个三角形。
So I drew this triangular diagram for the pathway to being blessed.
里面印出来的英文讲义有一个箭头画出来哈。
And there is an error in the outline you have in your hand.
那个神赐恩给人。
God blesses man.
人蒙了恩。
Man is blessed.
很多人就停在这儿。
And a lot of times.It stops right there.
那有的人就往前跨一步，他知道这是恩典。
And some people would go another step and say, "I know I've been blessed."
然后他就向神谢恩感恩。
And they become thankful, and then they would give thanks to God.
然后当他向神感恩的时候
，As they give thanks to God,
神就把更大的恩典再给他。
God gives them greater blessings.
所以在这个三角形里面，应该是有一个。这样子的一个路，然后有个箭头啊。
And actually, the diagram you see actually should be a cycle. It's a continuous cycle.
我在 Word 里面居然找不到这样一个 cycle 啊，有时候也没有时间去找。应该是一个 looping 啊。
And I was looking for a particular a shape. It's actually a complete cycle.
而且它应该是立体的，应该是像螺旋梯这样上去的。
And it should actually be three-dimensional. It should be cycle that goes up higher and higher.
我蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，我感恩，我更蒙恩，这一直上去的。
I receive blessings, I give thanks, and I receive more blessings, I give more thanks, and I receive greater blessings, give greater thanks.
这就恩上加恩的奇迹。
Grace upon grace, God will bless us.
那弟兄姊妹，这是我们在主的面前我们要学的啊。
This is something that we need to learn and put to practice.
一学会感恩，开始就打开来了。
When you learn to give thanks.That covering that lid is taken off.
你学会感恩，喜乐出来了。
When you give thanks, joy begins to overflow.
你学会感恩，你会发现我更蒙恩了。
When you give thanks, you realize I am blessed even more.
你发现我一学会感恩，我就更蒙爱，神更爱我们，人也更爱我们。
And I discovered that when I give thanks, God loves me even more, and more people love me even more.
那最后我们看感恩生活的实行。
Last one, we'll look at the practice of how to give thanks.
哥罗西书第四章告诉我们，连感恩的事情我们都需要警醒。
Colossians chapter 4 tells us even concerning the things that we are to be thankful for, we need to be vigilant.
因为我们一不警醒，你就发现你把恩典给当做理所当然。
Because whenever we are slack, we take all of the things we receive as something that's very casual.
所以我在这里提，要随时，要及时，而且要很真实。
So we say that you need to do it whenever, right away, you need to be genuine.
就是 姊妹感恩就马上做就好。
So the act of giving thanks, do it immediately.
一般上等到我家人喘口气，我再去谢谢他。
Don't think I don't care when I earn enough money, then I'll go thank God.
啊，我将来等到有自己的房子以后，我再来孝敬爸爸妈妈。
When I have my own house, then I will honor my parents, take care of my parents.
啊，等到我经济好了，我再谢谢我太太。
When I have made a stand in my financial standing, then I will appreciate my wife.
马上就谢。
Do it right away.
马上。
Right away.
这不是有一天跟他的朋友骑马到郊外去稍微休息一下，因为他实在太忙了。
Brother Spurgeon was actually took a break and went on a horseback riding with some of his friends.
啊，他的朋友就在看，哎，这个野地真舒服啊，这个。
And his friend said, "Look how wonderful the wilderness was, so free."
鸟语花香啊，这个天天白云的这个。他非常快乐。
The birds, the flowers, the fragrance, and the nice breeze in the air.
那不真说，那我们为什么不现在就下马来上台献上感谢呢
？And our brother Spurgeon said, "Why don't we get on the horse right now and we give thanks to God?"
两个人就从马上跳下来，就跪在那里把感谢献给神。
Two of them got off their horses and they got on the ground and they began to praise God.
那就是被感谢，不是当做一个教导一个要求。
And thanksgiving is not merely a teaching, a requirement.
感谢应该是成为我们的一个生活的态度，成为我们一种生活的 lifestyle.
This is our life attitudes, our life lifestyle.
我们要学习马上就出来表达我们的感谢。We're
going to learn immediately come to give thanks.
尤其是有一个牧师，他在马路上走步的时候，觉得有人在那边碰了他的衣服。
And he was walking along the street and he realized something was tugging on his jacket.
当时他以为是因为人多挤到他。
And he thought it was just because he was walking in the crowd and people were just bumping into him.
过去还是持续的有人动他衣服，他就低头一看。
And then there were still people tugging on his clothes.
啊，有一个很小很小的小女孩，她的破破烂烂，很旧啊，很穷的一个小女孩。
And there was a little girl that looked like she was impoverished and in need.
她手上拿了一个很脏的一个纸袋子。
And she had a very dirty bag in her.
她在拉她的衣服。
And she was tugging on his coat.
跟她马上就蹲下来，她就问她说，她说小女孩什么事情
？So the pastor bent down and said, "Well, girl, what is it?"
那小女孩就跟她讲，她两个眼睛看着她。
Girl looked at the pastor with her eyes.
她说 ，Pastor， 我要来特别谢谢。
And she says, "Pastor, I want to come and thank you."
我要谢谢你让我得到了一个 new daddy， 一个新的爸爸。
I want to thank you for allowing me to receive a new daddy.
她这个牧师听不懂啊。
And the pastor didn't understand what the little girl was saying.
她说因为我的爸爸一直都是最穷的一个人。
He said, "My dad, he's a drunk."
她说上个礼拜六呢。都在教会里面听你讲道。
And last Saturday he was sitting in church listening to you speak.
他是听你讲完道以后，他回到家，他变了一个人，他不想喝酒。
And after he heard your message, he went home. He's a whole new person. He doesn't drink anymore.
他这个人改了。
This entire person has changed.
他说我真的谢谢你给了我一个 new daddy.
And the little girl says, "I want to thank you for giving me a new daddy."
他说我把我的糖带来给你吃了。
So I brought my candies and I want to give them to you.
一个脏脏的纸袋子里面包着这个小女孩她的糖，你知道这个穷穷的女孩这个糖算宝。
So the dirty bag, but this candy that is so precious to her.
哦，那个我给你吃。那我这心里面非常非常的感动，非常的感动。
The pastor was so moved.
啊，这个是因为。要即兴感恩。
Brothers and sisters, we need to give thanks immediately.
随时
，whenever，
即时
，immediately，
而且要非常的真心。
And from a genuine heart.
第二件事情要凡事谢恩。
The second thing, in all things, give thanks.
圣经上不管哥罗西书、以弗所书，不管帖撒罗尼迦前书，都讲到感谢是应该是在 both things。
And Colossians, Ephesians, First Thessalonians, the scripture tells us that when we give thanks in all things.
被感恩好，我刚才说过，受造的人不懂得感恩。
And I said earlier that those of us those who are still in the old creation do not know how to give thanks.
受造的人常常忽略感恩。
And those in the old creation would neglect thanksgiving.
如果要让感恩成为我们的 lifestyle， 我们需要刻意去培养。一个好的习惯。
And for Thanksgiving to become a lifestyle within us, we need to put the practice of what make it a habit.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，培养一个好的习惯，比你买一辆最好的车、最高级的房子还要有价值。
I say the brothers and sisters are cultivating a good habit There's something far more precious than having a very nice car or a big house.
因为从这个好习惯被你建立开始的那一天，他就一辈子祝福你。
And from the day that you start establishing this good habit, it will bless you for the rest of your day.
他就一辈子给你给周围的人带来祝福。
It will bring about a blessing in your life and all those who are around you.
也就是说，原来你是一个很喜欢 complain negative 的人。
Now let's say that you were a very negative person. You complained a lot.
如果你在书里面改变这个抱怨消极的习惯变成感恩学习积极
and you, your change and learn from the Lord that I need to be thankful and I should be more positive
你就发现你周围所有的人不仅仅不再被你的那种消极抱怨所骚扰所伤害
you begin to discover that the people around you are not hurt or they're not discouraged by your pessimism
都会被我们的积极感恩得到祝福得到喜乐的
but they're actually being blessed and they aren't actually enjoying the joy because you are positive
所以感恩跟赞美是绝对值得我们培养的习惯
so this habit of being thankful is something that we need to cultivate
今天背上的新闻 讲到是我们无论做什么事情或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名借着他感谢父神
so the scripture that we're going to memorize is that whatever you do in word or deed You all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
同样的经文在以弗所书五章二十节，他是说到凡事要奉主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。他是说 giving thanks always for all things to God.
Again, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 20, give thanks always for all things to God.
这应该在每一件事情上。
And again, in all things.
当然，我上次讲感恩的是特别跟弟兄姊妹讲过。
And I know last time when I spoke on this particular topic about Thanksgiving,
我们不见得能够对每一个遭遇都感谢。
We can't necessarily give thanks for everything we encounter.
但是我们可以在每一个遭遇的里面存着感谢的心跟态度。
But we can have a thankful attitude when we come across all things in life.
对，你不需要说为了你讲到哪一次，你说主我赞美你，我感谢你，我讲到哪一次。
You don't need to say, God, I thank you when you have cancer. Say, God, thank you for giving me cancer.
你也没有办法说我的儿子今天去聚会的路上他出了车祸死掉了说我感谢你
and you can't say oh as my son is going on his way to church and he got an accident and he passed away and I say Lord I thank you for this
我们并不是要为了每一件事情感谢
and we're saying that you need to be thankful for every event that happens
很多的事情是我们没办法感谢的
there are a lot of things in our lives that we can't give thanks for
但是我们可以在每一件事情每一个遭遇的里面我们向着神存着感谢的态度
but no matter what we go through our heart attitude is a thankful attitude towards God
就算我长了癌症我仍然知道主爱我主不会说我愿意服在他的手下
even when I have cancerI know God loves me and He will never be wrong and I subject myself under Him.
我的儿子去社会途中出车祸死了，我没有办法为这件事情感谢神。
My son on his way to church got an accident and passed away. I can't thank God for this specific event.
但是我如果在所有的遭遇里面，我仍然在神的面前，我存着信心，我知道神不会错。
But in all things by faith, I trust God, God, you will not wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们用感谢的心说感谢的话，行感恩的事。
So this is what we're talking about, with a grateful heart, speak words of thanksgiving and act in thankful manner.
我最近就想到一个例子，就大家知道这个医生我这个礼拜前也讲过，就是一个访华，他讲到那个救火员。
And I thought about an example that Sister Nancy actually shared a few weeks ago.
他们在北卡发生火灾的时候，救火员去救火。
In North Carolina, a bunch of firemen went to put out this fire.
在救火队里面发现有一只狗哈，这个 Doberman 它已经怀孕了，然后被火困住，身上都还已经烧伤了。
And they discovered that in the midst of fire there was a Doberman that was having puppies and she was actually burned.
所以这个救火员还是勇敢的冲进去把它给抱出来。
And so the firemen courageously rushed to the building, grabbed the dog and came out.
当他们准备救火完的时候，这些消防队员都已经是 exhausted 坐在旁边休息。
And after the fire was put out, all the firemen were exhausted and sit back just to rest.
然后灰头土脸的坐在那里，累得不得了。
They were so tired.
那个记者说他突然看见那只狗往消防队员走过来。
And the reporter says that they saw the dog.Walking toward the fireman.
但那天以前他们根本不认识的。
And before this event, the dog never knew these men.
很好奇，他就把摄影机架好。
And so the cameraman actually just spoke to the camera.
他看见这狗一直走到就站在那个救火员面前。
And they saw this dog walking all the way to the man who actually grabbed him and grabbed her.
就像有一次，再一次这幅画。
And I'll give you, I want you to see this picture.
就是连他亲他都肯表达谢谢。
And the doorman came and kissed and licked the fireman's fireman's face.
那就是哎，你看神的永能和神性借着所造之物都在教育我们。
God's eternal nature, His power, He's displaying who He is through the things that He did.
你可以看到那个救生员满身真的是灰头土脸。
And you see that the fireman is covered in dust.
你可以看见这个狗身上带着伤痕啊，被烫伤。
You can see that this dog actually carries burn wounds.
他出来，他并没有在那里舔自己的伤，在那里休息。
And the dog after came out, did not just lick her own wounds.
哎呀，肚子里面怀着那么多的小狗
and even with the puppies that she's carrying,
他虽然不方便不舒服，可是他第一件事情想过来就是给他谢谢。
Even though the dog felt inconvenient, the dog still walked toward this man and thanked him.
就是呢，我们对自己的父母亲，对我们的配偶，对我们周围的人，对教会，带给我们的弟兄姊妹，啊，对我们有恩于我们有没有很直接的向他表达？
But this is concerning the people around our lives, our parents, our spouse, our family members, brothers and sisters of the church. Do we thank them very directly for the things that they've done for us? Secondly, to look at all things through the eyes of God. As I said earlier, we can't.Thank God for everything that happened.
但是我却可以知道万事都在互相效力。
But I can know that all things work together.
要爱神人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
虽然这个环境我不能明白为什么领导。
This particular circumstance, I don't understand why is it coming to me.
但是我可以为着神的所事，为着神的所做，我赞美他，我敬拜他。
But for who He is and what He is doing, I can thank Him.
那种凭着信心向神献上感谢和赞美，这是最荣耀的神的事情。
And these acts are acts that.Glorify God the most.
就当我们换一个角度，我们相信神不会错。
So we look at it from a different perspective, trusting that God, He would never err.
我们相信，虽然我今天不明白，早晚有一天我会明白。
But if I don't understand today, I won't understand someday.
不是我学习，先不要看我自己失去的，我没有的，我学习属主的恩典意义的时候。
Or I learn to not look at the things that I've lost, but look at the things that God has given me.
你就发现我们里面喜乐就出来了。
And you begin to discover this fountain, this joy begins to rise.
信心就回来了。
Our faith returns.
啊，虽然撞个车很遗憾，好像买的新车被撞坏了。
Although yeah, I just bought this brand new car and I got an accident.
但是你去数主恩典的时候，你会发现其实留在我们身上的恩典更多。
You start counting God's blessings in the midst of all this. You say that the blessings far outweigh this event that's happened to us.
所以有人说这个算数。
A lot of people say that when you count,
还不是数学算数。
Counting.
不是算数，而是
arithmetic.
就一二三四五六七啊。
You count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
数主恩典是最难的一个算数。
And to count the Lord's blessing is one of the hardest things to do.
啊，博士也算不出来。
And professors cannot count.
啊，诺贝尔奖的也不见得算得出来。
Who got the Nobel Prize probably can count.
一二三四五六七，每个小朋友都会算。
Every little child can count 1, 2, 7.
数主恩典要一一的数，那就数不出来。
And count your blessings, God's blessing for you one by one. We don't have to count anymore.
我们要学。
We need to learn.
这是属天的数学。
And this is a heavenly math.
学会了这个数学，你了不起的。
You learn this math, you are awesome.
啊，这个数学真的是宝贝。
This is very precious.
啊，最后讲一个小小的故事，我就结束。
I'm going to close with a small story.
当我讲这个故事的时候，我们先翻到我们大卫诗歌第七首。
And we'll go to hymn number 7.
How great thou art.
How great thou art.
这是因为我们很喜欢的歌啊。
And we all like this hymn quite a bit.
我每一年感恩节我结束的时候，我不是用感谢神，就是数主恩典要一一的数。
And at the end of every Thanksgiving, that particular evening, we always count the Lord's blessing.
我今天结束我讲愿，我用这首诗歌结束。
And I'm going to close with this particular song.
啊，这首诗歌是一个瑞典的牧师，在他25岁左右的时候，1880年所做的。
This is a pastor, a pastor in Sweden that.He wrote this particular song.
他25岁那一次，有人说他出去去聚会，有人说他在外面休息的时候，反正就碰到暴风雨啊，雷声各种雨闪电啊，非常可怕的一次暴风雨。
And he was out a particular day, and all of a sudden it was hot in a storm, a lightning storm.
但是将近2个小时暴风雨里面，他看见那个天上的变化。
And for about 2 hours, he sees the transformation in the sky and everything that's happening.
然后暴风雨过了以后
，And when the storm subsided,
嘎，整个外有祥和啊，这个 新鲜清新阳光重新出来。
And all of a sudden, this calm, the storm is gone, and the sky cleared up.
那个地方啊，就被神的那个全能神的那个伟大感动，他写了这首诗歌。
He was moved by how great and how awesome God is, so he wrote the song.
因为一天在我们人生里面。
But sister, in our walks of life, perhaps we come across many storms.
今天就从外面肉身的风暴来说
but from the outward circumstance, in this flesh body,
很少的人会为了风暴感谢的
seldom do we give thanks for the sake of the storm.
但是这个牧师呢
but this particular pastor,
他看见这个风暴的时候，他却换了一个角度，他从神的角度看见神的伟大。
He looked at the storm.He saw from a different perspective how great God is.
他并为了这个风暴影响他聚会，或是影响他在外面交友的心情而埋怨。
And the storm did not cause him to grumble or complain about the outing that he was playing.
他从风暴中看见神。
But from the storm, he saw God.
他从宇宙中这么浩瀚的大自然的景象，他感受到神的伟大。
This wonderful creation, this universe, he saw how great God is.
对他写的这首诗歌。
So he wrote this song.
这首诗歌后来被翻译成为德文。
And this hymn was later translated into German.
1907年翻译为德文，1927年被翻译为俄文。
1907。
然后一直到这个我们这本上所说的这个作者是一个英国的宣教士啊。
And until Pastor Han, which is he's an English pastor.
把它翻译成为英文。
He translated this particular song to English.
然后他到各地去跟他太太传福音的时候，就唱过这首
诗。And whenever he goes about to share the gospel, he and his wife will sing the song.
那在1948年，他们到一个难民营去看一些从苏联逃出来的难民。
In 1948, they went to a refugee camp of the people who came out from Russia.
这些难民都非常渴望说，到底什么时候他们有一天可以回家
？And these refugees were longing for the days that they would go home.
对这个 Pastor Han 就加了最后一节，让他基督要占领那个荣耀的盼望。
Pastor Han added this last verse 4, the returning and the coming of the glorious King.
这首诗歌在1957年1955年被那个Beverly Shea 那个约伯利在格里汉布道会加拿大那个时代把它唱出来。
And in 1955, Beverly Shea led this particular
Him at the Billy Graham Crusade. And in 1970s,
this hymn was categorized as one of the two most popular hymns. The other one is Amazing Grace of all times. And again, the song started.A man seeing how great God is in the storm.
感谢这个不是家的这个宣教士，也是在人的苦难中，但是却看见荣耀的盼望。
This last verse was also added when he saw the pain that people were going through, but there's hope.
我们结束的时候已经站起来唱第一节跟第四节。
I want to ask everybody to please rise as we come to a close. Let's sing verse 1 and verse 4 together.
要是没不管你今天有什么风暴。
Brothers, no matter what kind of storm,
no matter how difficult life may
be right now,
let's learn
as they have.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。